For this Monday, March 24th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Two were arrested Friday night after a car accident led to a drug bust at a Posey County home. Around 10 p.m. Friday evening, Indiana State Police and the Posey County Sheriff's Office responded to a single vehicle crash on Harmony Springfield Road and Bailey Road. Officers identified the driver as 66-year-old Michael Roetger, who was showing signs of impairment. An investigation revealed Roetger was under the influence of meth and marijuana. The crash gave police probable cause to search Roetger's home. During the search of the residence, officers found approximately 15 grams of suspected methamphetamine, a small amount of marijuana, 4 Legend drug pills, 1 syringe, a scale with white residue, and drug paraphernalia. Roetger's wife, Christine, was at the residence during the search. Michael and Christine Roetger were arrested and taken to the Posey County Jail. Harmony State Park says that the River Road will be closed from April 1st through April 4th between the main road and the boat ramp for the Posey County Sheriff Department to conduct an emergency vehicle operator course. The road will be closed from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m. The boat ramp will remain open for use, and visitors will need to go the long way around the back loop to access it. USI women's basketball won their second round WNIT game last night at home over Campbell University 60-51. Meredith Raley led the Scream Eagles with 20 points and 7 rebounds. Maddie Webb also chipped in with 13 points. USI is now 23-12 overall, and they move on to the Sweet 16 of the WNIT. They will play again on Thursday night at 6 o'clock at home against Buffalo. In the NCAA men's basketball tournament, they are down to the final 16 teams. The Sweet 16 will be played this Thursday and Friday. Yesterday, number 3 seed Kentucky took down number 6 seed Illinois by a final score of 84-75. The Cats move on with a 24-11 record, and the Fighting Illini see their season end with a 22-13 record. Kentucky will square off against number 2 seed Tennessee on Friday. Number 4 seed Purdue is still alive after they won their round of 32 contest against McNeese State on Saturday, 76-62. The Boilermakers are 24-11 overall and will face number 1 seed Houston in the Sweet 16 on Friday. Finishing up in the NBA this evening, the Indiana Pacers continue their 5-game homestand against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The ball goes up at 6 o'clock. The Pacers have won 4 straight games and 6 of their last 7 to improve to 41-29 in the year. Indiana has 12 games left to play, and they currently sit in 4th place in the Eastern Conference standings. The Pacers are 3 games back of the New York Knicks for 3rd place and 1 game in front of the 5th place Milwaukee Bucks. That's news and sports for this Monday, March 24th. We are keeping you informed with all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.